From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from Islamic State militants. The town is cited in a Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meanwhile, officials from the United States and Europe met in London to discuss how to end the Syrian conflict. After talks with Russian and Middle Eastern counterparts in Switzerland a day earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned on Sunday of possible sanctions against Syria and Russia over the siege of Aleppo.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
John Kerry. The United States, Britain, and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in that country to declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, after meeting in London with UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says now is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and then move to the negotiating table. The Iraqi Air Force has dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents of the coming offensive to take the city from the Islamic State group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came after hours of artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces. There was some confusion in the media over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already begun. Some analysts fear ethnic and religious rivalries could undermine the military campaign and prompt infighting later over control of the city. This is VOA News.